oh, 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 the right stuff.
Welcome to the MIB podcast, where we help you chase your dreams side by side. And now, your hosts, Mike and Talia Osborne.
What's up,
everybody?
Mike
and Talia.
You're listening to the
MIB podcast.
Hope everybody's having a fantastic week.
Yes.
We're going to bring you, episode 29 of the reseller bonus episodes today.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's like one away from 30. I figured that out all by myself.
Oh, man. You're a whiz.
By the time you're listening to this, it's going to be December 21st. The show's over for Christmas shopping, right?
For real. If you haven't turned in your Christmas items to be sold on Amazon, don't bother doing it now. You want to be focusing on the new year coming. You want to be focusing on regular, everyday items that will be bought that you can buy to sell.
Yeah. And for guys that are doing their shopping, though, you still have 3 more days. You don't have to start shopping until, what, 24th?
Oh, man. That's really pushing it.
And there's like a CVS on every corner.
There is. I'm not sure that that's what the wife he wants. But, you know, good luck to each his own.
Every wife really wants a vacuum.
Yeah.
A new mop, a bigger clock on the oven. Am I about right?
Not even close.
Yeah, I get smacked a little bit there. Go to Jared's. You'll do okay there.
You'll do pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. As you're listening to this, we are on vacation.
Yes.
We're actually recording this obviously ahead of time, but we are on vacation right
I'm
now.
I'm imagining that I am taking a nap as you're listening to this and that I have no children bugging me. And then I'm actually well-rested.
Well, no, I think one of those might be right, the nap part. You won't be well-rested, and you definitely will have 4 kids hanging on your back like monkeys.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And they're going to wake up early and say, we want to go swimming. And we're going to be like, it's only 70 degrees. Go away. But the pools are heated. I don't care. And then we'll be in there anyway. So
yep. That's
just the way it's going to be. But, yeah, we'll be having fun in Florida. By the time you listen to this.
Yes,
right?
yes.
And these are items that we sold recently, right? Well, before we jump into that, why don't we definitely talk about, house cleaning, right?
Yes, guys. So as always, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/MIB podcast. And always send us your success stories info at themibpodcast.com.
Yeah, I need to bring that up, don't I? I was thinking of, we're thinking about that today. We're looking over, and I check it every once in a while, trying to see how we're doing on iTunes, because most of our downloads come from iTunes. So today, we noticed a new review.
Yay!
And absolutely, it says, 5 stars, absolutely love this, by sexy_sassy.
So sexy_sassy, thank you for your nice comment. She said, it's nice to hear your honesty and candor in discussing your journey in business together.
That's very, very sweet of you. We really appreciate it, because that's the second one we've gotten in 9 months, I think, that we've been recording this podcast. But we do appreciate you took your time out to do this. And yeah, we really do appreciate it. It's been a while, and it's been a long road. And we're literally at, I think, close to our 100 episodes here that we've done so far.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
We appreciate it. We're hoping that this is just the start of good things. And we hope that you continue enjoying our podcast.
But we also hope that you're learning stuff from it.
Yep. And I hope you definitely, at least, no matter what, stay sexy, stay sassy.
Right? Always.
We appreciate you. And shout out to you, girl. Or boy, whatever.
Man, I don't know. Whoever you are.
Either way. You're good in my book, right?
Yep.
Okay, today's a reseller episode. And the last one, if you didn't hear our last episode, it was called Married Ann, 4 pounds
of
cheese.
4 pounds of cheese.
And 4 pounds of cheese, what the heck does that mean? You're going to have to listen to it.
Yep. If you missed it, go check it out. Just hit back to the last episode that you missed and check it out. It's pretty good.
And a little fast forward on Monday, which is Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to you guys. Remembering what's important is going to be the topic. So you're definitely not going to want to miss that one. It's going to be really good. We're going to, maybe hopefully pull on a little bit of heartstrings for you and hopefully get you going in the right direction. going towards the end of this year and the new year, right? Into Christmas and knowing what you should be thankful for, if you didn't already know. So let's go ahead and get going. We got five items today I picked out for Amazon and three for eBay.
Awesome. All right, so I'll start it off with our Fisher-Price Little People Helpful Neighbors City Set. We got it at Ross, and we paid $24.99, sold it for $85.99, made a $33.89 profit. That's 136% return on investment.
And these are great. You make a lot of money. It moves the dial quickly. Mm-hmm. So if your goal is to sell, just say, $1,000 a day, that was always like our minimum of what me and Ty wanted to get done before was $1,000 of sales per day.
Yep.
Now, if you got 10 items that sell for $100, you move the needle quickly, right?
Yep.
And this is a perfect example of an item that is almost at that 333 rule, you know? It's like paid $24.99, sold for $85.99. Like one, and it's like one third, more or less, or a little bit more than that. But either way, we made a $33.89 profit from it.
Yeah.
And cool thing, it's a big item.
Yeah.
And me and Taya have told you plenty of times before, Taya and I guess I need to fix my grammar, right? don't be scared to ship big items.
Yep. A lot of people are afraid to ship those big items. I'm not. I'll do it all day long. Sometimes Mike hates it because he's always got to make a box for us. But it's totally worth it because there's not going to be as many FBA sellers on that item. There probably won't be as many merchant fulfilled sellers on that item because they have to ship it themselves, meaning they're going to have to pay the shipping for that item. And so I really just love finding big items with big profit because, you know, I always try to make sure they're ranked within the top at least 100,000 and they move quickly and make big money. So that's what I like.
Yep, that's right. And second item for Amazon was a Disney Minnie Mouse and Friends bath toy set for babies. We bought this at JCPenney. We bought, I don't know, 8 to 10 of them, and paid $10. Sold them for $34.89. Made a $14.95 profit, which is roughly 150% return on investment. Beauty about this is, like I said, we bought like 10 of them.
Yeah.
And why I looked this item up because we've sold tons of these that we used to buy directly from the Disney store, mm-hmm. or Downtown Disney or Disney Springs, whatever you want to call it, when we lived in Orlando. So very similar item. Rank wasn't fantastic, but I knew that it would move during the fourth quarter. So I bought a bunch and making money for it.
All right. The next one is a Disney Princess Ariel Land to Sea Castle doll. And I think it was a doll house.
Yeah, doll house.
And it was from Marshall's. And this is actually a huge item. And I bought it for $94.99. Now, if your budget is small, I recommend sticking with smaller budget items. Now, if you have a larger budget, this is a great item for you to get or a similar item to it because it helps you spend your budget, but you're also going to make a decent amount of money as well. So for what we did, we paid $94.99. And sold it for $239.49. Now, because it's a big item, you know, there's that you got to pay for it being so big. And yeah. So our profit was $86.01. Now, it's not 100% return on investment. I did buy it at 100% return on investment, but it went down a little bit. So I only made 90% return on investment. But you know what? Would you walk past $86 on the street?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't. So just think about that as you're shopping.
Yeah. Huge item. We have extra large boxes. We use U-Haul. That's the cheapest box usually you can buy.
Yeah.
We have extra large ones, they're real big and tall. And there's, I think it's like 24. You can't be over 24 inches, something like that.
Yeah, it can't be over 24.
Yeah. And literally this item was like 36 inches tall, but it doesn't matter because it had to be obviously in a bigger box. So Amazon didn't give us the Amazon slap for it. But I had to make a lid for it because it was literally that big.
Yeah.
So luckily I am the Mr. Boxy. I'm very good at making these things.
He's the box master.
I really am. And it was same thing. If your goal is to move the dial, if you want to make $1,000 in sales a day, there you go. 240 of it gone like that. And that was today. So that helps a lot too, right?
That's pretty awesome. Yep.
Nickelodeon slime kit, a scented blueberry and strawberry slime kit we bought from Ross, and paid $4.79 for this kit. Sold it for $18.89. Made a $6.56 profit, which is 137% return on investment. And between this one and like five other, we call them SKUs, different variations of this slime, we've probably sold 50.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
That's pretty awesome. And I mean, you got to love Nickelodeon. Everybody loves Nickelodeon, right?
Nickelodeon is like the pioneers of slime.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, they're the ones
that only makes sense that they would have slime.
Yeah. Kit. They called it GAC back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now they're like, oh, I guess no one knows what GAC is. We'll just call it slime again.
All right. Next, we have a Fisher Price Thomas and Friends Trackmaster Search and Rescue Dark Thomas.
This is glow in the dark.
Yes, glow in the dark, Thomas. So this is like a train set that glows in the dark, basically. We got it from Marshalls, paid $12.99 for it, sold it for $34.95, paid a $13.53 profit, which is 104% return on investment.
Same thing. We bought three of these, and we looked out for them, didn't find any more, but we did buy three of them, and I think we got a fourth. And we randomly always get these random Thomas the Train stuff, and they sell. Every year we buy them. Every year they sell. I don't know who the heck is buying them, but they still like...
Everybody loves Thomas.
Yeah. I think they can. I think they can. Right? All right. So the next one is a... the last three are eBay sales. And the this one I'm going to say, thanks a lot, Gary V. Thank you, Gary Vaynerchuk. If you guys haven't heard of his... He had I think he only had two episodes so far called Trash Talk. The show he does for Facebook called Trash Talk, where he goes out and finds these different items at yard sales.
Yeah.
So he goes out and finds this brand called Cherished Teddies.
Yep.
And I'm so excited because immediately I find them. And me and Ty find a lot of them, probably like 30.
Yeah, about plus. 30, yeah.
And every one of them costs like $2.25. We bought them all because when we looked them up on eBay, they were selling.
Yep.
Now, the problem, what we did not know was there's like thousands of variations of these stupid things, right?
Yeah.
And not everyone is created the same. Some of them...
All bears are not created the same.
Yeah, and these ones, it just happened to be the ones that we picked out. They more or less suck. And yeah, this is a lot of 10 of them I bought that I put up. It was the 90s and 2000s. I was hoping to sell them for like $38, $40. That way I could make a couple bucks on them. But literally, we paid $22.50. Sold them for $26.99 and lost almost $6.
Yeah. You win some, you lose some. Thanks,
yeah,
Gary
you know, and I, you know, it's funny. Gary V shows you, like, where he sold the items, and you can look and see their name, like their eBay name and all that, and he ain't selling them either. So, yeah. Sadly, luckily he has that whole millionaire thing to roll back on, to fall back on, and the shoes and everything else. But, hey, Gary V, I'm listening. I did as you did. And you know what? We learned one here.
All right. Next one is a Marvel Black Panther men's black watch with a logo face. And we got that from Walmart for $5. Sold it for $23.99. Made $13.21. That is 264% return on our investment.
A lot of these we've bought and we sold probably... Hey, not a crazy amount. Like 20 different watches this this year.
Yeah.
I guess from the start to beginning. And, you know, Transformers, and I think you've heard of Transformers, Groot, Five Nights at Freddy, a few different weird ones.
Mickey?
Yeah, well, then I had three Mickey watches that I had, and a more or less collection I had laying around, this Black Panther watch. And we've sold them all, and we've had very low cost into it. Well, the whole cool thing is I can't buy these, we can't sell these on Amazon because you have to be unlocked, ungated for the watch category, and whatever reason, we just can't figure out the recipe to get ungated.
No, we just decided we didn't want
to. No, we tried it with like 10 SKUs, and they're like, oh no, it has to be something different, like an invoice, not a receipt.
Yeah, that's
so we could easily do it by just adding on to it our Alibaba order that we have going on right now and do it, but whatever, we don't really feel like doing it, right?
Yeah,
so this has been really good because eBay doesn't matter, and we've sold 20 probably watches this year on eBay. And probably would sell more if we looked more, and we just haven't seen them.
Yep.
So next time I see a giant, like 100 of these things that are a dollar piece like last time, I'm just going to buy them all and
that's right.
Put them all up there, and they'll slow sail their way to victory.
All right. And the last one.
It's not an episode of the MIB podcast, Married in Business, without singing.
Yeah.
Right? So won't we do this?
All right, ready?
The right stuff.
Yep. New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah, we found, we went to a yard sale a while ago.
Like 4 years ago.
It was actually when we lived in Virginia. It was down the street from where we are right now.
We were there for like 2 months.
Yep, and there was a farm that had a big yard sale, and they had all kinds of stuff, and I happened to see these New Kids on the Block dolls, and they were out of package. And
they're action figures.
I'm sorry, action figures.
I don't think action figures works when it's like boy band related.
Right, so they're dolls.
Yeah, they're dolls.
And so I believe we had something around like 7 of them. We ended up paying like $1 each, so we had 3 left. Mike put them on eBay, and so we paid $3 for them, sold them for $20. Made a $7.50 profit, which is 250% return on investment.
And why do we talk about New Kids on the Block? Same reason why we talked about Vinnie Barbarino a few weeks ago. Same reason why we talk about the other random toys that I sell on eBay. They're vintage. They're cool. You can't find them anymore. And there is still a collector market out there for these weird things, right? So, seriously, like New Kids on the Block. Who would have thunk it, right?
Yeah. No clue.
I wish I would have made more. You figured it'd be worth more, but crap happens. Now my New Kids on the Block puzzle I got is not selling. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go up there and buy that, that'll be good. Go on eBay, type in New Kids on the Block puzzle.
Yeah.
Buy it for me, buy it now. $8 million, that'll be good.
All right. Well, if you're not into New Kids on the Block, more power to you. thanks for listening, guys. We hope that you
good for you.
Yeah, it's good for you. We hope that you got something out of this episode. Tons of tips, different ideas of things that you can buy and resell either on eBay or Amazon. Everything from little figurines to watches to New Kids on the Block dolls.
To not cherished teddies.
And all the way through toys and things like that. So
yeah.
Keep all that in mind when you're out and shopping. These items are not just good for the fourth quarter. They're good year round.
And, definitely the eBay stuff. Like I said, my whole goal after the New Year's, literally get 250 items, which is the size of my eBay store that I pay for, which I get free listings for, quote-unquote, free listings for 250 items. I'm going to fill those up, then I'm going to walk away. So hopefully in the first week of every month, all I'm doing is working those items, get them all online, and then they'll sell themselves. And they'll trickle in. They'll get a bunch a day, none one day, whatever. But it'll probably make me that $3,000 a month that I'm looking to make for my eBay business, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys will do, if you want to, do something similar. If not, do what you want.
Set your own goals and make them happen.
So for a sexy, sassy lady or brother left of that review, we really do appreciate it.
We do.
We really do. Believe me, we're being genuine when we say thank you so much. And for everybody out there that got anything out of this episode or anything else, please share this, like it, comment, whatever you want to do. And we really appreciate that as well. So take care, guys. We love you. We'll see you on Monday for remembering what's important.
Thanks for listening.